Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Thank you for being a part of our brand new show for 2014, Monday to Friday from 12 till 1 and Sunday nights as always from 8 o'clock. Here are some head-spinning stats for you. Over 90% of convicted acts of violence will be carried out by blokes, 70% of those on other men. One in six Aussie men will suffer from depression. The leading cause of death amongst young Aussie men is suicide. These are astonishing numbers. Michael Colling is filthy about all of them. He wants to do something about those. He's in Victoria. So angry is he that he's created and is the CEO of the Better Man Foundation, working with young men to reduce the epidemic of violence and male suicide. Michael, thanks for dropping into Open House for our first in the year. Are those figures growing or are they staying relatively standard?
Look, I started running programs with young men 10 years ago, and these statistics were the case back then. So, they sort of can go up and down a little bit. I know, unfortunately and sadly, one of the statistics around sexual assault, the amount of boys that are assaulted before the age of 18, that has gone from 1 in 7 to 1 in 6. I've seen that change over the last decade, but certainly they I mean, when you look at statistics, like the number one cause of death in this country amongst young men is suicide, that hasn't changed for the last 10 years. So, look, these statistics have been there for a long time, and there's been a lot of us sort of championing the, you know, this saying, this is what's going on, let's do something about it.
So, media expectations, alcohol. Here in Sydney, we've kicked off the one-punch legislation and pubs are closing earlier and people are being pushed out to the streets earlier on in the wee small hours of the morning. What other contributing factors are there to these horrifying numbers?
Look, good question. I don't know how I feel about the new laws that have been introduced with pushing everyone out into the streets at the same time. I lived in the UK for a little bit and saw the effects of that in Glasgow and Edinburgh, and it wasn't always pretty. But look, the contributing factors, certainly over the last 5 to 10 years, I've seen, I don't know, people ask me this, and what I have seen personally working with young men right up and down the country is just a lack of empathy, and we seem to be more angry more often these days, and I'm not sure what the go is with that, but certainly, as I said, those statistics have always been there, and I think the media have honed in on this one punch stuff. I think that's been there for a long time as well, and thankfully they have given it the attention that it has, because we are talking about it more. But I don't know, there seems to be a lot more anger, certainly with some of the kids I work with.
The Better Man program involves some very high-profile names. We'll do some name-dropping in a tick. And also a pledge to sign on to. Everyone deserves the right to respect and happiness, including myself. I pledge to be respectful of differences. There are many ways to be a man. I will also be respectful of women and will encourage others to do the same. I will be assertive, not aggressive, using words to solve problems, not violence. I'll forgive myself when I make mistakes, but will always seek help and support when I need it, because I believe asking for help is strength, not a weakness. You address some interesting misconceptions about what being a bloke is. How did that pledge come about?
The pledge came about working with our youth advisory group, which is made up from young men from around Australia. But the pledge itself, so they helped contribute towards writing what was said in that pledge. But the pledge came about from some of our program work in schools, Duane, where we go into schools and say, okay, you tell us what you believe the messages are that you get as young men in Australia today about what it means to be a man. But we also put the shoe on the other foot and we ask them to then tell us what the messages are that they get as young men about what it means to be a woman. And so when we say about the messages we get, we say from society around you. So look at society out there, outside this room, what are the messages you get? And the messages are just, the things that they believe are pretty appalling. And, you know, we discuss this with parents afterwards, we discuss it with teachers, and they still can't comprehend that these are the things that young men believe that it means to be a man or it means to be a woman. So, you know, and that comes back to, you mentioned, you know, first off about some of those media images. So young fellas see the Saturday morning video clips, you know, a whole lot worse than that on the internet, you know, even just flicking through magazines, and that's the stuff that they get their messages from. And so we tear that to shreds basically throughout some of our work and say, okay, well, if this is what you believe, let's challenge that and then let's look at a whole range of different things. And then at the end of the program, we sit around and we talk about who our positive male role models are, and we get quite a lot of emotion during that activity. And the boys say, oh, you know, my dad or my uncle or my grandfather. And when we ask them why, they'll give us reasons like there's someone who cared for us, there's someone who isn't afraid to show their emotions, there's someone who looks out for my mum, there's someone who... And so it comes back to those real principles of respect and empathy and compassion and care. And so what we then do is we then draw parallels after that powerful activity where we usually get, you know, quite a few tears from some of these boys. We bring it straight back to the first activity that we did of the day with those qualities that they said that it took to be a man and a woman. And it was... I mean, it was always usually need to have big muscles and need to know how to fight and need to... So there's such a difference between the messages that they feel they get and when they look a little bit deeper inside about what they do know it means. So, look, the message is, Dwayne, and where it's come from is that it's more about being a good person than it is a man. And that's why we've tried to put that pledge together with the words that we've used.
Who have you inducted to work as breaking the ice, as PR people for this program?
There's been a lot of support behind it, but up at the moment we've got Lockie Keith from the Collingwood Footy Club, who has put up his own video. Dion Williams and Patrick Bramall. Dion Williams from Redfern Now and a couple of other shows, and Patrick Bramall, who's the new lead in Offspring this year and on the Moody's and a few other shows, and Tom Ballard, who's an Aussie comedian, also a radio host. So we've got quite a few that have uploaded their own pledge video. So that's what people can do. They can go to the website, not only sign the pledge that you read out, but they can upload their own video. So saying, you know what, I've taken the pledge, but this is what I'm going to do to be a better man. So their own personal pledge. So it's fantastic to have the support of some of these, some of the big names. And as I said, with more to come, but we want to see more of just the general everyday blokes from around the country. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how old you are. It's about jumping online and saying, you know what, these statistics have to change and we are the ones that are going to change it. So let's make this pledge.
Michael, congratulations. I love the way the Better Man Foundation is recrafting the image of what it means to be a man, a bloke in the Australian context, and it's an awesome idea. I love that it's so accessible. Betterman.org.au. Thanks for your time, and we'll be keeping a close eye on the success of the program.
Thanks so much, Dwayne.